Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 3rd of August on this day in Christian history. We go back to the year 1492 and we travel to Spain, where the Santa Maria and its companion boats commenced the historic voyage which would take Europeans to America. The expedition's leader, Christopher Columbus, always insisted in the face of mounting evidence to the contrary that the lands he had visited during these voyages were part of the Asian continent, as previously described by Marco Polo and other travellers. Columbus had been inspired by the stories of St. Brendan, the navigator, and there is some evidence he used his knowledge of the sea currents to plot his own journey. See the podcast of July the 3rd. Columbus's refusal to acknowledge that the lands he had visited and claimed for Spain were not part of Asia might explain in part why the American continent was named after the Florentine explorer Amerigo Vespucci, who received credit for recognizing it as a new world and not after Columbus. These voyages mark the beginning of the European exploration and colonization of the Americas, and thus are important to both the age of discovery and Western history. Columbus's audacious voyage had both missionary and trade ambitions, and in order to get financed, he had persistently lobbied multiple kingdoms. And finally, the Catholic monarchs, Queen Isabella I and King Ferdinand II, had agreed to sponsor his journey west. He had to wait until Ferdinand and Isabella had conquered Granada, the last Muslim stronghold on the Iberian Peninsula, in January 1492. It was touch and go for a time, as a council led by Isabella's confessor, Father Hernando de Talavera, found Columbus's proposal to reach the Indies implausible. Columbus, disappointed, had left for France, when Ferdinand intervened, first sending Talavera and then a bishop to appeal to the Queen. Isabella then sent a royal guard to fetch Columbus, who had travelled several kilometres towards Cordoba. It was agreed that if he was successful, he had the right to nominate three people, from whom the sovereigns would choose one for any office in the lands. He would be entitled to 10% of all the revenues from the new lands in perpetuity. On the 3rd of August 1492, Columbus departed from Palos de la Frontera with three ships. The largest was a carack, the Santa Maria, owned and captained by Juan de la Cosa, and under Columbus's direct command. The other two were smaller caravels, the Pinta and the Niña, and they first sailed to the Canary Islands. There he restocked provisions and he made repairs, and then departed for what turned out to be a 5-week voyage across the ocean. On the 7th of October, the crew spotted immense flocks of birds. And 4 days later, Columbus changed the fleet's course to due west, and sailed through the night, believing that land was soon to be found. At around 2 o'clock the following morning, the lookout on the Pinta spotted land. The captain of the Pinta verified the sight of land and alerted Columbus. Columbus later maintained that he had already seen a light on the land a few hours earlier, thereby claiming for himself the lifetime pension promised by Ferdinand and Isabella to be the first person to sight land. Columbus called this island, in what is now the Bahamas, San Salvador, meaning Holy Saviour. Christopher Columbus's journal entry states, "Many of the men I have seen have scars on their bodies, and when I made signs to them to find out how this happened, they indicated that people from other nearby islands came to San Salvador to capture them. They defended themselves as best as they can. I believe that people from the mainland come here to take them as slaves. They ought to make good and skilled servants, for they repeat very quickly whatever we say to them. I think they can very easily be made Christians, for they seem to have no religion. And if it pleases our Lord, I will take 6 of them to your highnesses when I depart, in order that they may learn our language. He noted that their primitive weapons and military tactics made the natives susceptible to easy conquest, writing, "These people are very simple in warlike matters. I could conquer the whole of them with 50 men and govern them as I pleased." They went on to explore the northeast coast of Cuba. And then the Santa Maria ran aground on Christmas Day 1492 and had to be abandoned. Columbus left 39 men, including their interpreter, Luis de Torres, to found the settlement of La Navidad in present-day Haiti. And their last stop on this voyage in the Americas was in the Bay of Rincon, in northeast Hispaniola, which is now divided between the Dominican Republic and Haiti. There he encountered the warlike Sigüayos, the only natives who offered violent resistance during this voyage. On his return, 3 papal bulls of Pope Alexander VI, delivered in 1493, purported to give overseas territories to Portugal and the Catholic monarchs of Spain. See the pod of May the 4th. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Join us tomorrow if you can as we look at the life and work of the medical missionary, Dr. Wilfred Grenfell, in Labrador, Canada. For this year's archive of podcasts, visit www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to give any feedback, you can email us on pogppod@gmail.com. If you have time, please subscribe and share the podcast with friends. Have a lovely day wherever you are. Thanks for listening.